We're going to pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Rob Casting Radio.
Good Sunday morning to you, and welcome to Hartsdale, New York. It's Boomslang Basketball coming to you live from the Leffel School. Hi, everyone. I'm Rob Adams. So nice to be back with you, and a happy holiday season to you. And we'll look forward to this Sunday morning matchup against the Riverside Hawks. Boomslang already on the floor, and we're waiting for the five to join from the Hawks as they make their way out into the floor now. And we'll get things going. Or we'll improvise. We'll play with four. And the opening tip in the air, and we are underway. As Nelly controlled it, it goes into the front court with Zoe. Zoe up top, swings left. Isla awaits, feeds it back around, stepping inside between the circles, bounced back out. Isla chases it down on the left wing. She has it on the dribble, goes back up top, feeds near the elbow. Waiting there is Zoe. Zoe out to Violet. Violet driving in, puts it up off glass. Bounced around on the initial rebound, no good. And it's reset by the Hawks. They'll bring it, moving from left to right. No score, and just about 35 seconds gone here in the opening frame. Into the lane it goes, trying to steal it away was, I believe it was Isla who reached in to try to grab it. But the whistle blows, and that's that. Inbound brought in for the Hawks. They're in navy and white. Working it around, it goes up top, spinning there to the elbow. Bounce pass heading into the corner. By the way, this could be a very interactive broadcast today as this goes off the side iron and Isla the rebound. Interactive because my toe is basically on the out-of-bounds line in the corner. So this is unique today. As Zoe had, or rather Violet had it, she gives it off. It goes to Zoe. Zoe feeds across. Isla waits. Now they work it inside between the circles. Thrown up, goes underneath the cylinder, settled down, and recovered by Riverside. Remember, they're playing with four. Into the front court it goes, and we'll have a bump. So the foul would be on Isla. And they'll inbound it. 12 and a half to go. First half, no score. On the inbound, driving baseline. That is put up, no good. Turned right back around and thrown up. Another try and a third try and a layup underneath, no good. But the Hawks grab one more offensive board. Make it a fourth one while we're at it. And we'll get a break and a timeout. With 12:16 to go in the first, Isla will step away. Little contact, all good, and on the inbound, it's taken by Zoe. She's a tough player, Isla is. Down it goes, thrown up to the top, no good, bounced around. Second try, that's up in as well. That was Emily who tried it, and turned back by the Hawks. Into the front court they go. And that got partially deflected and out of bounds. Emily got a hand on it. Isla, in fact, was so sweet. She recognized me in the parking lot. Said, oh, my dad's over here to say hello. And so it's nice to have a little something there. The Hawks keep it. And they work it back around. Driving in, getting underneath, and a foul called. I'll be on Emily. Still no score. As I think we have 11 and a half remaining, maybe a little less. I'd have to see the official block in the scoreboard right now. Remember, the scoreboard is at the ground level. It's on a table. As we'll get free throws here. And the first one just off the mark. Now, in case you're wondering, at this level, it's such... So, basic's the word I'm going to use. In other words, I don't have names for the Riverside team. Here's the second free throw. She hits that. So we get our first point of the morning. And a third on the way. And that one a little strong. Boomslang had the rebound, but it was taken back by the Hawks. And now settled down by Zoe. Zoe had the initial rebound off the miss. So it's 1-0 right now. Riverside on top. Violet on the wing. Back out Zoe. Steps inside. Lobs inside. Turning and firing was Katie. And it goes back the other way with the Hawks. They lead 1-0. Brought down toward the corner. Worked back and around. Up top it goes. Stepping in near the elbow. Bounced around again. Reset. And now turned back in what was a 3-on-1. Lobbed ahead. It goes to Violet. Violet down low and a foul. That was number 11 picking up the foul. Which, by the way, goes against everything I believe in broadcasting. But we're not going to get that crazy about it here. Still 1-0 and a free throw from Violet. Right off the front iron as she threw that thing with everything she had. Second one on the way. And that clanked around as well. So still 1-0. And Boomslang able to control it. It's Violet with the rebound. Goes to baseline. Up and no good. That didn't find it at all. Kind of kissed off the glass a little bit. Good pass, but that pass intercepted by Zoe. So quick hands as she got up in front of it. Goes back down from right to left in the white uniform with the combination of light and darker blues on it. And that Boomslang snake on the front. Starting to get a little happy with the feet was Katie, and it goes out of bounds. Two officials on the floor. They've got it all under control and doing a good job. Coach Ron coaching across the way as this is hauled up by Riverside and no good. They try it again as they get it down near the baseline and we will get what I believe will be a jump ball. And that will be the case. By the way, I hate snakes. I can't make that clear enough. But this is a team I like. All right, still 1-0 as we hit the 10-minute mark here in the first half. Zoe driving the point. She brings it across the timeline. Settles it into the front court. Works around the defender. Gets between the circles. Working inside now toward the blocks. This is put up. Bounces off the iron. No good, but a good look there. I think that was Emily. Only a number on the back of the jersey, so you don't always get the advantage of the front of the jersey number. As the ball nearly rolled right out to us, Zoe ahead, down it goes, that's no good, looking for a second try, and it bounces out of bounds right near the photographer. He's getting some good shots this morning. We're on the boom mic via Robcasting Radio, our broadcasting outlet. As Julia checks in, as well as Molly. Julia and Molly check in, and I believe that was Emily and Katie taking a seat. Still 1-0 the score as we come down to 9 minutes remaining in the first. Bounced around underneath, turned back the other way. The Hawks bring it, pivoting back toward the elbow, put up and good. So a 3-0 lead. And a timeout spent by Coach Ron and Boomslang. By the way, a nice story on Coach Ron, an exclusive interview with Slang Magazine. That's apostrophe S-L-A-N-G on the Boomslang team site at Boomslang Basketball, boomslangbball.com. Coach Ron in his third season with the club, really looking to take the girls' play to the next level this winter after having two full seasons with them. And he is coaching away. They have dug to the very bottom of the interview barrel, as they'll have one with me coming up very soon on the in the Slang magazine. But I was happy to be interviewed. Good questions, and tried to explain some of the reason I do this. This long career of just talking about sports. All right, Boobsline comes back out off the timeout. They trail 3-0 on the inbound. Inbounded by Violet. And the guard brings it in to Zoe, who walks it up. With a trot, she brings it across the timeline, heads toward the front court. She and Violet coming over on the left wing, foul line extended. Steps in near the elbow. Sends it back out. Violet able to control it. She has the dribble, that very high dribble as she gets tangled up. And this time the alternating possession going toward Riverside on the jump ball. So just four. Oh, I think they've added a fifth jersey out there now. Good for them. And a quick score for Riverside. Number 11 has all the points so far, and it's a 5-0 lead. 1-3-5-11-4. Those are the uniform numbers for Riverside for the Hawks. And off the miss, turned back and taken in a 1-on-2 into the front court. Here come the Hawks. Sent down toward the baseline. That's thrown up, an air ball underneath, and Zoe grabs it. One of a couple of broadcasts we'll have for you throughout this winter season, and then maybe some playoffs and whatnot down the line. And a few errant passes. Touched and bounced out of bounds. So still 5-0. And inbound to Violet. Violet switched back and taken by the Hawks. They bounce out to the right wing. Foul line extended, but an errant pass heading toward the backcourt, and that will be the case. So the violation turns it over and gives it back to Boomslang. 7:25 remaining in the first half. Zoe will start it. Errant bounce pass taken. Zoe tries to steal it away. Taken back and up and off glass and good. So now a 7-0 lead for the young ladies, the Riverside Hawks. And this rolls into the corner, right out it goes, and indeed we get a basketball. In the meantime, there was a collision at center court, so we'll get a timeout on the floor. 6:54 remaining in the first half. Best of luck to the participants in the World Cup as the championship is resolved today. And everybody up and okay. Off the break, here's Riverside with the ball and good. So number 11 with 7 points now and a 9-0 Riverside lead. Violet on the wing for Boomslang. And an errant pass turns it over, takes it back, and two more. So the lead up to 11-0 with 6:24 remaining in the first half here in Hartsdale, New York. Off a rejection of a pass, settled down by Violet. She dribbles, goes right. Up and underneath, rides the cylinder, unfriendly. Rebounded back by the Hawks. Here come the Hawks into the blocks, up off glass, no good. Tapped right back, another try coming. That's their ball that sits underneath, and it's Molly who gets it. Back it goes, and a chance for a 3-on-1, then settled down toward the elbow. Sits underneath and tapped out of bounds. 5:47 to go, first half. 11-0 Hawks. As Violet will sit for a moment, and Zoe checks back in. And firing from deep range were the Hawks. That bounced off the front iron and settled back by Zoe. Brings it across, goes to Nelly. Nelly sells, throws down to Katie. Out of bounds it goes. .519, clock running, first half, 11-0. Heading toward the elbow, to the blocks. Up, sits around, no good. For the Hawks, a second try, no good. They are not afraid to shoot, and they've got it. So they've opened up the Baker's Dozen lead here with under 5 to go in the half. As Zoe dribbles, goes left side to the baseline, up and around, no good, and out of bounds. You just need to get that one to fall. And Isla checks back in. And Nelly will take a seat. Zoe will inbound. Brings it into Katie. Turns, looking, and had it stolen away. Nice effort. Down to the other end it goes. This up. No good. Bouncing and going right into the benches on the side. This is what they call court or gym number 2. Court number 1 has bleachers and it's just a bigger, more of a varsity facility. This is smaller, more of a JV facility where you don't expect to have fans necessarily. But it does the job for youth basketball as it's taken back and another try. Underneath it goes, here's Julia. She tries to get on the board. Bounced around, no. Here come the Hawks. The Hawks up by 13, and that's off the front iron. Just sat there. Rebounded by Katie. Katie into the front court. Aaron pass stolen back. Isla trying to track it and steal it. And had a hand on it, but it rolls out. .13 And the Hawks will inbound. And a timeout. With 3:40 remaining in the first half. So there is a crowd here, but it's small, and we're all sitting on a bunch of benches and chairs on the sideline while the teams are across the way. Timeout has expired. Boomslang back out on the floor. Need the Hawks on the floor. And the inbound. Take it on the near side. Lob down low. Stolen by Julia of Boomslang. She works it forward to Zoe. Sent left and out of bounds off the fingertips of Molly. There's so much that goes into youth sports. As the Hawks look for more. Little contact down low and off the miss. It was Zoe who came up with it. Across the timeline she goes. Isla toward the right side, and they'll call a jump ball. down to 3:02 remaining in the first half. 13-0. The Hawks on top, and inbound to Molly. Up, almost good, but a foul called. Second team foul on the Hawks. Two team fouls on Boomslang. And it will put Molly at the line with a pair. And that one, boy, had a nice line, but it bounced off the rim, wouldn't fall. Second one on the way. That one off the mark, and it bounces out of bounds. So here come the Hawks into the front court. Partially deflected on that try, heading toward the baseline. Turned around, that is hauled up, and sits right back down with Zoe. Good nose for the ball for Zoe as a point guard. She'll step across the timeline. And a travel turns it over. So in it comes. Heading toward the corner. And it'll bounce around and sit out of bounds. 2:15 remaining in the first half. 13-0 the score. Isla inbounds. Zoe will bring it. And it's turned over, leading to a fast break chance that's up and no good. Then off a foot and out of bounds. Last touched by the Hawks. It'll be Boomslang ball. Isla for the inbound. Zoe to bring it. Switches hands on the dribble, goes to the front court, driving, she goes left. Heading toward the baseline. Turns and pivots. She needs someone to get open. Working around, Isla was getting open down low. To the baseline it goes. A nice try, was no good. That left baseline shot was just a hair strong, and the rim rejected it. Turned back, it comes down with 1:25 remaining in the half. Down low, a scrum for it, nearly knocked out of bounds, rolls toward the side, and collected by the Hawks. They get it back, leading by 13. And a double dribble will turn it over. Isla ready to inbound. She needs the ball. Isla's got the ball now. And it's Nelly who takes the inbound. This heading toward the corner. Back it goes. Here's Violet. Violet up. No good. A foul. So Violet to the line. Under one to go in the first half. First one no good, hit the front. The officials kind of coach their way through too, just explaining, hey, you can come all the way up here before you shoot. As the second one missed it. Still 13-0. Down to 49 remaining in the half. Isla defending on the near side. Turned back. Good job by Emily to reach in. And a whistle. So Katie trots over to inbound. Violet running the point right now. She brings it into the front court. Bounce pass goes along the right side down to Katie. Katie down underneath. Sends it along. Isla trying to get it back, but it's taken by Riverside. The Hawks have it. 27 remaining first half. Sent down. This is thrown up. No good underneath. And it'll be taken by Katie for Boomslang. She drives down. Heads toward the outside, and there's the whistle. 13 remaining in the first half. 13-0. The Hawks on top of Boomslang. And the inbound pass in. Isla had it, or rather checked that. Who had a hand on it? It was Violet. Nice work, Violet. And she gets it in to Katie. Down to three, down to two, down to one, underneath on a shot, and no good in the first half will come to an end. So the Hawks up 13-0 here at halftime. Again, we are coming to you live from the Boom Mic here on Robcasting Radio, our coverage of Boomslang basketball. Boomslang, of course, Fairfield County's only all-girls basketball program based in Greenwich, Connecticut. The program's practices focus on fundamentals with professional coaches who push the girls to be competitive in local tournament play and in practicing games. The entire learning process is done in a positive, fun learning environment. Each coach talking to their team. We told you at the top, in fact, Riverside started with just four players. They have since increased to five. Boomslang a little bigger roster. Boomslang girls are working hard. Turnovers have been an issue for them so far, but it's just coming up with that first bucket to fall. They've had some good looks, and some of that's a credit to Riverside. They play very good defense. But you know, in youth sports, sure, it's winning and losing. You want wins and losses, but you want to see development of player and what kind of teammate are they, how's the attitude. All of that plays into this. As the second half gets ready to start. If you like to keep things moving, this is a good way to go because you only have about 90 minutes between the halves. As opposed to, say, high school or college basketball that I've done, where you have full 8 and 10 minute halftime breaks. Not a lot of time to have to vamp here. In fact, the Hawks are already back on the floor. And their coach explaining exactly where they want them positioned. So they're going through almost a little drill on the floor at this point. While Boomslang, in the meantime, still huddled up and talking. Emily enjoying a last big sip of water. And for Boomslang, you're not going to get all 13 back in one shot. So right now, it's much like you being the Minnesota Vikings yesterday. You're losing 33-0 to the Indianapolis Colts. You start with one. Although in football, you start with one. You get six. Well, here you can start with two. Get on the board. So Boomslang returns. White shorts, tops and bottoms. A darker blue number two, or uniform number, on the back of the jersey. And it's Riverside basketball to start, and they get a quick two right off the bat. So it's 15-0. Zoe will bring it across. Zoe toward the elbow. Now she starts to drive, puts it up. That's no good. Too strong off glass. And the rebound by the Hawks. Pass down. Good pass. That hung up just enough where number 5 of Riverside could only get it. And number 11, who has 9 points, Had it taken away. Back it comes with Boomslang. And a chance for a fast break. Some feet, happy feet down low by Katie. Bounced around, and it goes out of bounds. So that shot is getting ready to fall. You just got to get it to fall. Riverside will inbound it. They're going from right to left now from our perspective as we sit down here in the corner. Chased down by Riverside into the corner, goes to the baseline and stepped on the line. And they'll bring it back in. 12:45 remaining here in the second half, and that's up and good from the corner. Blue, 17-0. And a turnover. And this all alone up and good. So it's 19-0. The Hawks on top. Brought across the timeline. Isla has it on the left wing. Looks and lobs, gives it. Back it goes. It's Violet down low in a collision. Violet's going to shoot a pair. As the foul was called, it was a blocking foul. And the official once again just explaining, saying, Violet, you can shoot from here. And the first one a little strong. They check her feet again. Isla whispering some words of encouragement. Second. No good. Almost. Out of bounds it went, last touched by the Hawks. Violet for the inbound, gets it in. Isla throws it up. That sits around, no good. And rebounded by the Hawks. 19-0, 11:44 remaining, second half. Down along the baseline, backed out, thrown up by the Hawks. That's too strong. Good shooting. They don't mind throwing up the rock. And out of bounds it goes. Clock ticking down to 11:21. 19-0. Here's Isla on the right wing. Working inside, had it stolen, tries to get it back, rolls out of bounds. And Violet will inbound. Lobbed in, Zoe had it, stolen away from her. And a whistle. And some changes for Boomslang. So Riverside will inbound. Numbers 1, 3, 5, 11, and 4 for the Hawks. Good program as they've shown today with a 19-0 lead. And the ball out of bounds. It'll go back to Boomslang. Somebody has to bring the ball in for Boomslang. There we go. Nelly's got it. Zoe ahead into the front court. Deals just into the lane. Up, no good. Good scrum underneath. And the whistle sounds. Good effort by Julia. And she's going to inbound. Trailing by 19 with 10:19 to go. Got it in. Katie along the baseline. Turned back up. No good. Off the try from Nelly. Here comes Riverside. They're in the front court. They've got it up top. Little touch pass goes over to the right wing. That's number one with 6 points on the day as she chases down and puts it home. She has eight. And it's 21-0. Here comes Molly. That's no good. Another try. That's no good as well. Once more for Julia. She's got it. And it's settled on the floor, and they'll let that go. And a whistle. The official saw something he didn't like. All right. They'll take it out of bounds. Give it back to Riverside. Their ball with 9:10 remaining. Going right toward the sideline. Left hand on the dribble, fighting through to the left elbow. Hauled up, nothing. Look for it again. An offensive board. Turned around, put up underneath. That's no good. Zoe's got it for Boomslang. And the Snakes will bring it back. Heading left. Little roll off the fingers and a turnover. Set back by Riverside. Into the front court this goes. Long pass down. Dropping to a knee. Ball loose. It was on the floor. Emily had it. It goes out of bounds. Hope you're enjoying our coverage on the Boom Mic. A very happy holidays to you one and all. Hanukkah starting, I believe, this evening. Christmas, of course, next week. Here's Zoe. Zoe looking, turning. She gives. That's up, no good. Another try. Underneath and out of bounds. Let's see, and they called a foul. They did. So, shooting free throws. First one no good, second one on the way. And that one no good as well. Nice work by Molly. As it sits in the front court for the Hawks. They have a 21-0 lead. Here in the blocks, it's thrown around, taken right back out. Settled back by the Hawks. And it'll be a white ball, I believe, on a backcourt violation. Zoe inbounds. Goes to Nelly. Nelly up and good. And so Boomslang on the board on the two by Nelly, and it's 21-2. And they'll get the ball back as this goes out of bounds. 6:43 remaining, second half. Zoe will bring it up from left to right. You got two, you can get two more. On the left sideline, trapped over there. Gives off to Emily, and out of bounds it went. It'll stay with Boomslang. Inbound to Nelly. This up, no good, but an offensive board and a foul from behind as Molly went to throw it up. She'll go to the line. Almost had the first one. That one had a good line to it. Second one coming. No good. Bouncing over toward the baseline. Collision. And they'll turn it back for the Hawks. So 21-2. Down to 5:57 remaining second half. Down low. Up. No good on the layup try by the Hawks. They'll hold on to it and settle it back out. And a timeout with 5:45 remaining. Friends keeping an eye on the World Cup today. Yeah! Back off the timeout. The Hawks have it. Heading toward the baseline. 5.5 remaining. And they'll blow the jump ball. Argentina, by the way, with a 2-0 lead on France in the 43rd minute of the championship. This up for the Hawks, no good. They'll get a second try, though. Heading over toward the baseline, it'll roll out. So it's going pretty well so far for the Argentinians. 4:45 remaining. Here's Zoe. She turns, fires, no good. Ripped out of the hands. Number 11 takes it back. She's been really the star of the day. She has 9. Bounces around on the baseline with 4.5 remaining and still 21-2. So Zoe for Boomslang brings it up, gets it across. Here's Nelly. Nelly goes right. Nelly throws it up, hits the front iron. Back it goes Zoe. A second try, no good. Underneath, a scrum for it. Julia, and a jump ball whistle. Good effort. It'll stay with Boomslang with 4:04 remaining. Subs coming in for Boomslang. The quick end underneath. Good work to knock it away. Number 4 of the Hawks. Aggressive hand. She settles it, turns it back. Here's Molly with the interception. Molly bringing it for Boomslang. That's a long shot. It's good. Molly has earned those points. She has been working so hard. And it's 21-4 with 3.5 to go. Here at the other end, it's the Hawks. They've got it up top. Turning to the elbow. That's good. Pretty shot. 11 points for the uniform number of the same. 23-4 and a loose ball coming over toward the sideline. And they stepped on the line. So it'll go back. Nice effort by Nelly. And the inbound for the Hawks. 2:46 remaining. As Boomslang will look to get it going with time running down. The offensive board settled by the Hawks. Out it goes on the left wing. Sent across. That was picked off. It's Molly again, who has come to life here in the second half for sure. Working toward the sideline. Had it. Turned around and taken back by the Hawks with 2:20 to go. 23-4, Riverside on top. And out of bounds. Players for the next game starting to make their way in. And that's, you know, places like this are going to stay busy on these Sundays. A lot of activity. Boomslang basketball, we have under 2 remaining. Here's Zoe. Zoe almost lost the handle, keeps it in bounds, turns, looks through the double team, gets it out. It's off to Violet. Violet toward Molly. Over to help comes Violet, and a scrum, and the whistle blows. Violet, I guess, got scratched up a little bit, kind of looks at her leg, goes, ouch. And the official right on top of it. .136 to go. Timeout on the floor. A good scratched up Violet, tough as nails. Hauls a deep breath and says, let's go. Gets a little assist from Isla. And this at the other end is good. So the lead to 25-4 with 1:19 remaining here in Hartsdale, New York. But here, sprinting through, up no good, was Katie. And a reach from behind, but it turned into a travel. So it'll be Violet to inbound. Into Isla on the right wing. A scrum, and that's that. A jump ball with 45 remaining. By the way, the clock running. Violet for the inbound. In it goes. Here's Katie. That's up, and that's good. 25-6 with a half minute to go. And an interception by Zoe brings it back. Zoe looking to take it away. And to the floor she went. They will whistle that with 18 remaining. I think that's 18. Scoreboard clock can be a little weird to say. I think it's 18. Violet for the inbound. Isla in the corner. Put up. That was too low. Underneath with 10. For Riverside, they're saying no shot. Let's dribble it out, but it's stolen away. It's Violet at the buzzer, and she is fouled with 0.4 remaining. So the horn didn't sound. She'll shoot a pair with 0.4 on the clock. All right. Here's the coaching on Violet once again from the official saying you can stand here. Free throw. No good. And in all likelihood, miss this, and the final score will be 25-6. And she almost had it as the horn does sound, and this one's over. Final score, the Riverside Hawks 25, and Boomslang Basketball 6. So we will see you again, I believe, in January is our next go-around, as we'll come, I believe, right back here as well. We'll check the schedule, and we'll see you down the road, but fun to be a part of it once again. For Boomslang, looked like Nellie, Katie, and Molly each had baskets. 6 points in total here today. Good effort by Boomslang, and they dropped this one by a final score of 25-6 to the Riverside Hawks, an outstanding program in their own right. We wish you all a very happy holiday season, whatever it is you are celebrating. Merry Christmas next week, as a matter of fact. 1 week from today, it's all over, and then we'll turn the page into 2023. As that will just about do it from here at the Leffel School in Hartsdale, New York. There we go. Now I've got the music playing. And we'll say that'll do it on that note. Our next broadcast, 2023. We'll see you then for that. But for now, enjoy your Sunday, whether it's World Cup or NFL or whatever basketball or hockey you have on your mind. For the whole Boomslang basketball family, I'm Rob Adams saying so long from the Boom Mic. You've been listening to Boomslang Basketball Club Basketball right here on Robcasting Radio. From Hartsdale, New York, final score, Riverside Hawks 25 and Boomslang Basketball 6. We'll see you soon, but for now, have a good Sunday, everyone. So long. Powered by Rob Casting Radio. This concludes our broadcasting day. For more information, follow us on Twitter @Rob Casting Radio. Thank you for listening.